Thanks for listening, and subscribe today for our new Substack newsletter. That's Michael Medved's Context, placing today's big events in the unique perspective of our past and our future. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today for my uncensored take on current controversies.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite disastrous news from Baltimore. There's already, of course, a series of conspiracy theories about what happened on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Is it an accident that it happened to be named after the composer of the national anthem, who actually was also a slave owner? Just in time for Holy Week also, there is exciting news. Donald Trump is selling God Bless the USA Bibles for $59.99 as he faces mounting legal bills. Could he make some more tennis shoes, have biblical verses on the tennis shoes? This goes along with him circulating yesterday, and he did this while he was in the courtroom on the Hush Money for Porn Stars trial, which is actually going forward. That was the confrontation Trump did not win yesterday, where they are going forward with the trial for the Hush Money for Stormy Daniels. That trial is going forward April 15th, coming up. So while he was there in the courtroom, he recycled a Truth Social gift that he had been given. He had received a communication comparing him to Jesus and to the sufferings of Jesus that Trump was going through with false accusers. And then he circulated that, President Trump, with a direct comparison to the center of the Easter holiday, which is, of course, just coming up. Meanwhile, the bridge in Baltimore partially collapsed overnight after it was hit by a cargo ship, authorities said. A representative from Bronner Builders Incorporated told NBC News that the company had a construction crew on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed. Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul Whitfield said the crew was fixing potholes. A search was underway this morning for at least six people who were feared to have been sent plunging into the river. The city's fire chief said while two people were rescued, sonar was used to detect vehicles submerged in the water. Authorities believe the eight people were all part of the construction crew. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, which carries Interstate 695 over the Patapsco River, was hit by the 948-foot Dally container ship, the U.S. Coast Guard told NBC News. They just had a press conference from the head of the National Transportation Safety Board and trying to tamp down some of the concerns. Between the May Day call and the collapse of the Key Bridge, officials were able to stop the flow of traffic from continuing onto the collapsed bridge, Maryland Governor Wes Moore said, adding that call saved lives. Dramatic video shows the moment the bridge appears to snap and then tumble into the river after the vessel collides with one of its supporting structures. A complete disaster. Speaking of complete disasters, we're going to be stay tuned for the exciting announcement of RFK Jr.'s vice presidential pick. It's being announced today in Oakland. They've sort of let the cat out of the bag. The cat, in particular, his vice presidential choice, is a 38-year-old billionaire. And she's a billionaire because she had a successful divorce proceeding with Sergey Brin, one of the co-founders of Google. In any event, her name is Nicole Shanahan, and she is intensifying the fears that Robert Kennedy is going to take votes away from Joe Biden and end up making Donald Trump the next president of the United States. We're also going to be speaking about one of the issues about immigration, which is the deportation and potential mass deportation of people who are deemed essential workers here in the United States. And speaking of essential workers, turns out that there is a Gallup poll that shows that only 3 in 10 U.S. adults attend religious services regularly, that the connection with religious services and organized religion has weakened dramatically in the United States. There is one major religious group that seems to be immune to this trend, and they have attendance at religious services of 67% every week. And that's for a religion with an estimated more than 5 million people in this country. Which faith is it? We'll talk about that later. We'll also be speaking to Karen Tumulty of the Washington Post about the issue of deportation of essential workers, or should there be the kind of immigration reform they used to talk about, where you have a path that you can earn to legal status. We'll be speaking to her about this, and also the issue of a new poll showing black voters with 47% wanting to sit out 2024. What this means is Biden is bleeding, that's what the headline says, non-white voters. Oh, and speaking of bleeding, we covered yesterday the bloody mess surrounding the appointment of Ronna McDaniel to NBC. There is now a report that NBC is dropping the ex-RNC chair literally days after she was hired, and partially because of the attacks against her and her support of what she now recognizes was fraudulent, which was basically the big lie about Trump having won the 2020 election, and the election being stolen and rigged and fraudulent, which she never really apparently believed that was true, but it was part of her job to promulgate that idea because of the Trump takeover of the Republican Party. Okay, meanwhile, the story that we just mentioned, and this is appropriate for Holy Week, and yes, we're in the midst of Holy Week, leading up to Good Friday and Easter Sunday, and Passover is later this year because it's Jewish leap year, which is too complicated to explain. But there's an extra month in the year this year, the month of Adar in the Jewish calendar, where we just celebrated the holiday of Purim. There are two Adars this year. In any event, Trump is selling God Bless the USA Bibles for $59.99 as he faces mounting legal bills. Trump, who became the presumptive Republican nominee earlier this month, released a video on his Truth Social platform today urging his supporters to buy the God Bless the USA Bible, which is inspired by country singer Lee Greenwood's patriotic ballad. Aren't the words in the Bible somewhere there? Trump takes the stage to the song at each of his rallies and has appeared with Greenwood at events. Happy Holy Week. Let's make America pray again. As we lead into Good Friday and Easter, well, Trump has more in his message. We'll get to all of that coming up on the MedVet Show. And on the Michael Medved Show, the campaign is getting serious. There is a brand new series of polls that are reported on Bloomberg in all of the seven crucial swing states that are going to decide the election. And they all show a very, very close election, but all six out of the seven swing states show gains for Biden. Show in some states a reduction of Trump's leadership, and in some states it's flipped. We will get to that. There is so much going on, given the fact that it's Holy Week, and of course, when people are in the midst of a very close election, very important election, I think most people agree. And they agree not because either of these two candidates is so outstanding. It's because about half the country is terrified of the idea of another 4 years of Joe Biden, and with a feeling that he can't even be banked on to survive the next 4 years. And then, of course, there's half the country that is deeply worried about President Trump with all of his peccadilloes and all of his legal entanglements, which continue to take up a great deal of his time, of him winning the election. So, of course, what do? You turn to prayer. Now, this began yesterday. There's a piece in the Mirror, the Mirror, which is a UK paper, doesn't like President Trump. And so I'm telling you that as background, because that will help to explain this account. It begins, disgraced former President Donald Trump and potential future president, you ought to add that, posted an extract from the Bible on social media comparing himself to Jesus Christ, who walked through his greatest persecution this week. In a brazen post on Truth Social, and Trump wrote this post from the courtroom where he was awaiting the proceedings at the Hush Money for Porn Stars trial in Manhattan. Trump wrote, "Received this morning, beautiful, thank you." And then a message sent by one of his supporters was attached. The message read, "It's ironic that Christ walked through his greatest persecution the very week they are trying to steal your property from you. But have you seen this verse?" And then the correspondent to Trump added a passage from the Bible that said specifically from the plea for judgment of false the plea for judgment of false accusers. The passage read, "They have also surrendered me with words of surrounded me with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers, but I give myself to prayer. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love." Does Trump really have love and display love for his enemies, for the people who criticize him? Then he concluded with this further quotation, and then another message from the supporter, said, "A wicked man over him, and let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him be found guilty, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office." Well, that's what it says in the plea against accusers. The post then concluded with a supposed message from the supporter, "I'm praying this over you daily," as this addressed President Trump. "So many praying for you. Thank you again for taking the arrows intended for us. We love you. And then there's this, the new video released. And it's truly inspiring and will certainly put you in the right mood for Holy Week. It's also attached to the message, Happy Holy Week. And it sounds like this.
To be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our founding father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country. And I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God.
Okay, anything that is pro-God and is trying to raise money to pay for your lawsuits by selling a Bible for $59.99. I mean, it's I'm sure it's very handsomely bound and beautifully laid out. What this, of course, reminds me of is one of, I think, the most revealing stories about President Trump is, do you remember when he spoke at Liberty University? This was back in the campaign of 2016. That was the university set up by the late Jerry. And Biden gave a speech where he spoke about 2 Corinthians. And there was all kinds of joking about 2 Corinthians, walked into a bar and went, okay. As he came down, he was asked by someone in the crowd, you've said that the Bible's your favorite book. You think it's the second greatest book ever written next to Art of the Deal. President Trump had joked about that. So what's your favorite biblical verse? And Trump's answer was, well, we'll get to that right after the break. Coming up here on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Okay, the message that has just been sent out everywhere, it's a an email message, text message that a lot of people are receiving on your phones. It says, Happy Holy Week, exclamation point. Let's make America pray again. As we lead into Good Friday and Easter, I encourage you to get a copy of the God Bless the USA Bible at the Lee Greenwood. A copy costs $59.99, and you can order here. And it's GodBlessTheUSABible.com. This is I was telling the story, and I just love this story because it's so classic. President Trump is very formidable as a salesman, there's no doubt. And he was thinking on his feet when he was speaking at Liberty University, which was one of those key moments in the campaign of 2016, where Trump would not have won that election. There's no chance without the 82% of self-described evangelical born-again voters who supported him and supported him overwhelmingly. And that gave him the victory he needed, very narrow victory. There's a total of 50,000 switched votes. Which is, by the way, fewer votes than were received by Jill Stein, who was the Green Party candidate in 2016. Anyway, that also relates to Robert Kennedy's announcement today, but we'll get to that. The point is, at Liberty University, Trump was asked, and I believe it was by a student, what is your favorite Bible verse? And he said, oh, well, I don't have just one, all of them. There's so, but what are some of the ones that stick in your mind? He said, I would be wrong for me to try to pick out just one because they're all so precious to me. All those Bible verses, I love them all. And, you know, he hurried off. He was asked the same question about 2 weeks later, and he said the same thing. He said, you know, I haven't decided my favorite Bible verse because they're all so precious to me, they're all so important to me, but I'll come up with one. And then the third time he was asked, he said what his favorite Bible verse was. And he said, yeah, my favorite Bible verse is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And an Old Testament verse, which President Trump doesn't understand, one of the advantages of actually being able to look at the text, which was originally in Hebrew, is that the verse that he chose in Hebrew, it's ayin tachat ayin, shein tachat shein, and meaning, but it doesn't mean for, it means under, and because tachat is under. And what does it mean? The interpretation, and this really does go back nearly 3,000 years, okay? The interpretation has always been, under Jewish law, not that you ever take out somebody's eye to punish him or knock out someone's tooth or cut off a hand to punish someone. There's no record of that ever in any of Jewish history or any of the history of Judea or of Israel. It just doesn't exist. What it means is that if you have done some damage to someone, physical damage, not that you do physical damage to the perpetrator, you take money from the perpetrator. There is a compensation which tries to make the injured party whole. But in any event, the idea that Trump is selling the Trump USA Bible, there are a number of other things that President Trump has been selling over the years with some spectacular success. Listen.
Part of this, God bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart.
Enjoy steaks of this quality in one of my resort restaurants or America's finest steakhouses. But now that's changed. Today, through the Sharper Image, you can enjoy the world's greatest steaks in your own home with family, friends, any.
So what do you think of my Trump Home Mattress Collection by Serta? Finally, the same luxury and comfort I demand in my hotels.
Oh, they'll never count sheep again.
Listen, Mr. Trump, please.
My new game is Trump, the game. Trump.
The Game, where you deal for everything you ever wanted to own. Because it's not whether you win or lose, it's whether you win.
Yes!
Play Trump, The Game, from Milton Bradley.
I think you'll like it.
Vodka, and I'm very proud of the fact, actually, that I don't drink, but it's a vodka that people really like, and as you know, it's taken off like crazy.
We're going to have professors and adjunct professors that are absolutely terrific, terrific people, terrific brains, successful. We are going to have the best of the best. And honestly, if you don't learn from them, if you don't learn from me, if you don't learn from the people that we're going to be putting forward, and these are all people that are hand-picked by me, then you're just not going to make it in terms of the world.
Will be the Trump shuttle that services air commuters between Boston, New York, and Washington.
You had other people wanting this very much, as we all know, and it was just really a nice victory. It was a very sweet victory.
The shuttle service went up in typical Trump style.
We were the first plane out this morning. We were the most successful flight this morning. We had more people than anybody else, and I think we had better service than anybody else.
My suits will guarantee you're always boardroom ready. But every great suit needs a great shirt and tie. My dress shirts are 100% cotton, ensuring you look sharp all day long. Add a bold satin tie with a double Windsor knot, and that's a power statement. And one last tip. Top it off with a pair of elegant cufflinks, and you're ready for business. The Donald J. Trump Signature Collection, only at Macy's.
The Trump Network wants to give millions of people renewed hope and with an exciting plan to opt out of the recession. Let's get out of this recession right now with cutting-edge health and wellness formulas and a system where you can develop your own financial independence. The Trump Network offers people the opportunity to achieve their American dream. I'm still looking
at a bottle of water.
Okay, this goes on. You'll notice there was a fairly dramatic plea in there for Trump University with hand-picked faculty. They were all personally hand-picked by President Trump himself. That no longer exists. In fact, most of these businesses no longer exist. They've gone away. They've evaporated. They failed, in other words. And one of the things about Trump University is he also made a previous settlement in court. He was sued for fraud by people who felt cheated by Trump University and his promises, which were not delivered. He paid $26 million in damages, which shows exactly how much the Trump University education paid off for. Well, it didn't really pay off for President Trump because he had to pay that $26 million. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. is advancing his campaign, and what's fascinating to me about this is how, and maybe he'll be asked about this at the rally this afternoon. It's in Oakland, California, to introduce Nicole Shanahan, who is basically a philanthropist. She's given to a lot of Democrats in the past. And they released a list of other people he had considered for his running mate. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, former wrestler, former NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, former Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, and motivational speaker Tony Robbins. So why Nicole Shanahan? We'll get to that on The MedVet Show. Robert Kennedy Jr. is in the process of announcing, introducing his running mate, Nicole Shanahan, who used to be married to Sergey Brin. And then one of the issues in the divorce with Sergey Brin, the founder of Google, was her alleged romance reported in the Wall Street Journal between Nicole and Elon Musk. They later denied it, But the Wall Street Journal says they stand by their reporting. In any event, here's what Robert Kennedy is sounding like at his big rally announcing his ticket mate.
Vote for their agenda. The principal technique is to call me a spoiler and instill fear in Americans that voting for me will get some other terrifying candidate elected. Our campaign is a spoiler. I agree with that. It's a spoiler for President Biden and for President Trump. It's a spoiler for the war machine. It's a spoiler for Wall Street and big ag and big tech and big telecom and big pharma and the corporate-owned media and all the corrupt politicians and corporations. That's why they're trying to keep me off the ballot and to frighten you into choosing between the two tired and unpopular heads of the Uniparty. Millions of Americans are not going to vote at all if they're not given another choice. They're simply withdrawing from American democracy. Well, Nicole and I are going to give those millions another choice.
Robert Kennedy speaking in Oakland.
The Democrats and Republicans are trying to divide America. They tell us to hate each other, to mistrust each other, to accuse each other of treason, to warn us against these, in apocalyptical terms, that democracy itself is doomed if the other side wins. They turn families against each other. They turn neighbors against each other and friends against each other. They're trying to divide America, but Nicole and I will unite it. And that's our path to victory. That's how we're going to win. That's how we're going to forge an unstoppable coalition of homeless Democrats and homeless Republicans.
We're ready. I'm not sure he wants to use that word.
Look at the universal values that unite us all, and that every conscientious American wants the same way Nicole wants it and I wants it. All those things that I described. Our love, our children, good food, good soils, moral authority around the world, the end of the warfare state, an incorruptible government, all of those things we all want. If we can only persuade enough Americans to vote out of hope rather than of fear, we're going to be in the White House in September, November.
No, actually, it's in January, but you get voted into the White House in November, Mr. Kennedy. The new polling from CNN, and this is amazing, two of the most crucial swing states are Michigan and Pennsylvania. There are two states that Trump won in 2016 that Biden flipped in 2020. He won in Michigan by a lot. He won in Michigan by 150,000 votes, almost 160,000 votes. In any event, what they show is Kennedy in Michigan, which is a crucial state, 16 electoral votes. And Robert Kennedy is getting 18% in Michigan, Trump 40%, Biden 34%, Cornel West 4%. And then in Pennsylvania, Kennedy also hits 16% in a four-way matchup with Trump at 40%, Biden at 38%, independent candidate Cornel West 4%. Has he introduced Nicole Shanahan? Is she up there on stage yet, Jeremy? Okay, I'd be very interested to see what she says because she is... She is from way outside the political system. She has contributed a lot of money to Democrats, including contributing that money. And this is really how she knows Robert Kennedy. he had that ad at the Super Bowl that was a reworking of an ad that his uncle had used successfully in the campaign of 1960. And it was a clever idea where in the background they're singing Kennedy, 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 Kennedy. And in any event, they rebroadcast that ad with the original footage of John Kennedy, but putting in some images of Robert Kennedy Jr. Look, being the first one to announce a running mate, well, of course, you know, Joe Biden doesn't have to. He's stuck with Kamala Harris already. But again, there are so many prospective running mates that have been mentioned for President Trump, and it is unclear which direction he is going to go. I do think that the idea that Biden is running with Kamala Harris and that Robert Kennedy is now running with Nicole Shanahan, who is Asian American. Her mother was a Chinese immigrant, and her father, what it says about her father is her father had mental health issues, okay? And then she went to University of Puget Sound. She went to Santa Clara Law School. And in the past, she made maximum contributions to Marianne Williamson in her White House bid in 2019. As well as a PAC aligned with another Democratic contender that cycle. She gave money to Pete Buttigieg, giving the maximum. Both of the other two candidates having female running mates, I think there might be a little bit more pressure on what has already been there for Donald Trump to take one of the many other worthy females, most prominently, I think, right now, including Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, who's also been a member of the U.S. Congress, and she knows her way around Washington. She obviously has been a very popular governor of South Dakota. I believe in her campaign for reelection, she got some of the highest vote totals ever in the state of South Dakota. Nicole Shanahan still waiting in the wings, is she, Jeremy? Well, here, let's hear what she has to say.
A new generation of leadership that understands deeply those threats because they are themselves technologists to address the issues at hand. It's going to take leadership that has spent their life in technology. It's going to take leadership that understands what questions to ask, how to ask them, and what it looks like to implement a plan. This is not the America of the 1950s. This is the America of 2024. And in this America, it's going to take communities coming to the White House that never have actually been in the White House. And these are going to be tech communities, these are going to be Gen Z communities, these are going to be millennial communities.
They're playing a video of Nicole Shanahan speaking. Why not the real Nicole Shanahan? Why not bring her up, or maybe they're going to bring her up later? And it sounds like they're kind of distorting her voice to make it sort of fit with Robert Kennedy, who has had to deal with the illness that gives him that vocal cord problem that everybody notices and hears, but we don't talk about. By the way, Nicole Shanahan's 38 years old. You know what that means? She's less than half the age of President Trump and much less than half the age of President Biden. Third party campaign launched and already getting, according to national polling, 9% of this greatest nation on God's